hello, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Ultimate Self-Care Podcast Guide. My name is Esther Nelson, and I will be your host for today's episode. This week's podcast episode is brought to you by www.luxurylotusspa.com. Today's episode features yours truly, Esther the Esthetician. Are you ready for clear, smooth, and even skin? Let's go ahead and jump right in. But before we get started, I wanted to remind you to stay tuned until the end for access to some really cool gifts. I think you would definitely love them. Also, follow us on all of your favorite social media platforms at Luxury Lotus Spa. Please remember to rate, comment, and share this episode with three people who might find it useful. Lastly, all of the resources that I mentioned during today's episode will be available by visiting www.luxurylotusspa.com/podcast. You have questions? Well, I have answers. My goal with each and every episode is to inspire, educate, and entertain you along your journey to becoming the best version of yourself. Because you are more than just your skin, every Tuesday morning, we come to you with a new podcast episode to help you live a healthy, happy, and prosperous life. Okay, so before we get started with today's episode, I just have a couple of housekeeping matters to share with you. This podcast episode today may not be for you. Oh my goodness, I just had to say that up front because if you already know everything there is to know about self-care, honestly, go listen to something else. Now, because you are listening to today's episode, I know you're probably looking for a way to jumpstart your journey. From my personal experience, I know how hard it is to deal with having acne scars or ingrown hair, which I know how they affect your overall health and self-esteem. I am here to simplify things and make it a bit easier for you, all while keeping it fun, of course. Our podcast theme changes every week, and so does our blog. So be sure to return back every week for new episodes to help you along your journey to living the best life you could possibly live. Okay, so I have a lot to share with you today. And if I were you, I would take a seat for this one. Because this is one that I get quite a lot. And it deals with those darn random pimples that come up and you're not sure what to do and you just want to pop them. So today's episode, I will be sharing with you how to pop them and when you should pop them and all that other good stuff. So I won't take any more of your time. And for those of you that are new, I am a licensed esthetician. I've been licensed for over 10 years now. And I am the owner of Luxury Lotus Spa that is located in Tampa, Florida. So I just had to put that out there so you know that I'm not just feeding you BS. I'm giving you real stuff. And then also, I've dealt with acne myself, so I understand the struggle. I understand that when you have that random breakout, it just feels like everyone is staring at the breakout and not you. So I understand that, and that is where I'm coming from, a place of understanding and caring and wanting to be sure that you are doing everything you can so you don't have the aftermath of the breakout to deal with. All right? So now, let's see. Where do I even want to begin right now? So, all right. You probably already know this, but I'm just sharing it with you just in case. My topic for today is when should I pop that pimple if I should pop that pimple and how do I pop the pimple. Essentially, we're just talking about that random breakout that just decided to pop in overnight, unwelcome, uninvited, and it's not ready to leave yet the next, you know? So let's talk about it. So here are five ways I address today's topics by the end of this podcast episode. I will have answered the following. 1, if you should pop that pimple. 2, when should you pop that random breakout that, you know, appeared overnight just because it felt like it? 3, best times to pop that little zit / pimple that appeared. And 4, tips to help you deal with those random, unwelcome pimples that decided to move in. And 5 is how to reduce the size of your pimple to essentially make it disappear. Like abracadabra, right? All right, so are you as excited about today's topic as I am? I hope so. Let's keep things moving though. So generally, I would tell you to keep those little fingers to yourself and away from your face. However, I realize that different times bring different challenges, right? So in other words, I know the chances of you touching your face is much higher than usual. So I highly recommend you leave it alone and practice some skincare TLC instead, all right? However, if you feel there's absolutely no other choice, you know, you just have to pop it, right? It is best to do it immediately after you take a warm shower because your skin will be in a better position to handle it. So take your little warm shower. I use the word warm for a reason because I know sometimes we take excessively hot showers, right? So I said warm. Yeah, I did say warm, not hot. Warm, okay? Don't say like, oh, Esther told me to take a hot shower. No, she didn't. She said warm. All right. Okay. Now, I know, and this is going to be a deep one for some of you. I know that tissue and toilet paper are at a high demand right now. However, make sure you wrap both of your fingers up with tissue before you start going in on that pimple or the pimples if you have multiple, right? Because sometimes they just like to move in with a few friends trying to throw a little party on your face or on your skin, period, right? So that's why I said pimples, just in case you have more than one you're having to try and kick out, all right? So be careful, right? You want to be careful because you could cause some scarring if you're not careful. You know, the brown spots that takes way too long to go away. Yeah, the post-acne scarring, yes. Be kind and gentle to your skin and try to avoid bruising your skin because that can actually happen very easily. I have a post about that. I will try and share it on social media today. Check out Instagram. It should be on Instagram soon. It just kind of talks about I'm trying to see the best way I can put this. It's like the ways that, I can't think of the easiest way to put it. So if I can think of something, I will definitely let you know, but I cannot think of it right now, but I'll let you know if I do come up with it. All right. So on to a different note, let's have a little fun. If you're anything like me, you could use some fun facts or fresh ideas right about now. So here we go. Did you know you could use ice on that random unwelcome pimple to reduce the size and or the redness appearance? Now, you might be wondering how, Esther, how is this possible? Is it possible? So, by simply reducing the inflammation of your pimples, you're actually directly reducing the size of it. In theory, gradually reducing the size of your pimple with ice eventually make it go away completely. Now, I specifically use the word gradually for a reason. for a specific reason. Because I know some of you listening to this episode right this second will get tempted to leave the ice on for way too long. Please don't do that. Just picture me mean mugging you if you do decide to do it. When used on inflammatory acne, ice also has the potential to decrease the redness, thereby making your pimples less noticeable. Who wouldn't want that, right? Now, one more fun fact for you. Did you know that I probably could deliver faster than Amazon right now? Hashtag an entrepreneur's dreams come true. So here's what I have quite a few of right now. I do have a lot of the Ultimate Acne Kit. I also have the Enzyme Mask and the Clarity Retinol, which together they help to even out your skin and reduce the hyperpigmentation. So I do have those available. And what I don't have as much of right now, what I'm running low on, is our signature lip scrub. They have been flying off. And also the eye gels. Those are almost out. So if you want some, let me know, okay? You can simply reply to an email from me or DM me or comment on the post associated with this podcast episode or text me. You have my cell phone number. So whatever works for you, you can message me and I will do my best to get it to you as soon as possible. And I can deliver it directly to your door, of course. You have nothing to worry about because I will definitely practice social distancing, okay? I will keep my distance. All right, and then also I usually always wear gloves and mask and everything just to make sure that no contamination is happening, you know? Nobody wants that in their life right now. So I do practice that when I am packaging and shipping the products off to you. And right now, honestly, overall, it has never been a better time to jumpstart or start something new that you have wanted to start for like the longest and you've been like putting it back a little. Yeah. So whatever it is that you need to do, you want to do, whether it is personal development, whether it's picking up a new hobby, just learning something new, literally this is the time to do it, right? Start reading those personal development books. I know some of you have mentioned to me that you have a bookshelf full of books that you have never even attempted to open. This is the time to start reading those books, right? And also, this is all the perfect time to vamp up your skincare routine. Now, I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you look and feel confident and beautiful, both inside and out. So please reach out and let me know how I can support you along your journey. All right. I have book recommendations. I have whatever it is that you may need. Just reach out to me. Communicate with me. It makes me happy when I'm chatting with you. So don't hesitate to reach out. I hope this episode was helpful for you in some ways. I hope you know what you should and should not do by now. No one wants scarring, right? I hope you know how to pop it, the best time to pop it. For example, making sure that you're using some tissue around your finger and making sure you're freshly out of the shower. You know, kind of like that effect that the esthetician do in the treatment room where we're using the steamer. So you can kind of get that similar effect at home. It's not the same, but it is similar. So those are just a few things that you can do. But if you have more questions, please contact me. All right. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I will see you again very soon. Okay, so today I will be sharing with you some practical tips to help you along your self-care journey. Now, if you fell off the bandwagon, don't worry. Today's your day to start over. Quickly, here's the Reader's Digest version of my background and qualifications, okay? My name is Esther Nelson, and I am originally from Haiti. I've been a licensed esthetician since 2010. I'm also the owner of Luxury Lotus Spa and the Luxury Lotus Spa Online Spa Boutique, which it's an online store that sells self-care items and beauty products. Like a lot of you listening right now, once upon a time, I had extremely low self-confidence. Because I'm not originally from the US, for the longest time, I had a heavy accent. And after years of being picked on for my accent and where I was born, I used to be so quiet. And so quiet that I actually ended up winning an award in middle school for being the quietest person. Now, I am actually making up for lost time because, as you will notice by listening to my podcast, watching any of my videos, or joining me on social media, it is hard to keep me quiet once I get going. Now, I've dealt with low self-esteem, low self-confidence, and I'm currently on a self-awareness journey. And my goal is honestly to help others do the same. I am an 80s baby, and I won the fight against breast cancer in 2019. I created my business and this podcast show to help you get the life and career you deserve. I will be sharing my journey with you as I am working on becoming the absolute best version of myself. I will also share with you some beauty tips along the way, just to kind of help you along your journey. And every once in a while, I will definitely be bringing on a guest to kind of share some tips to support you along your self-care journey. It is through my work, learning how to first improve my skin, and then my passion to bring this knowledge to everyone, that I came to truly understand the guiding principle that beauty is a state of mind as much as a physical way of being. Understand, you are an individual. It is not a one-size-fits-all situation. So, I highly encourage you to take what you like from today's episode, and if it's not for you, leave it behind. Leave it behind for someone else to pick up and use for themselves. I strongly believe that beauty starts from within. So, please do me a favor. Remember to be the best version of yourself without any stress. Now, enough about me. Let's get started with today's episode. Are you ready? Because I think you've waited long enough. If you enjoyed today's episode, please remember to share it with 3 people. Also, we have a lot more where that came from. Stop by and check out our amazing blog archive we've built over the years just for you. Visit www.luxurylotusspa.com/blog. Okay, so what should you do next? Now, for starters, I would say join the Clear Skin Challenge. If you want more tips, tricks, savings, and so much more, you can join by visiting www.luxurylotusspa.com/clearskinchallenge or just Clear Skin. And as a bonus, if you decided to join the Clear Skin Challenge today, which by the way, it is completely free, no charge to you, I will give you some really cool swags. It is our way of saying thank you for your continued love and support. Now, what are you waiting for? Go and visit www.luxurylotusspa.com/clearskin to join our Clear Skin Challenge. You will gain instant access to our secret private group and learn how to design your own regimen for clear, smooth, and even skin. And but so much more, by the way. Now, skincare does not have to be crazy and complicated. It only requires patience, consistency, and making sure you are using the correct product for your delicate skin. And most importantly, simplicity. Let's keep it simple, silly. And if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to contact us.
I am looking forward to being able to interact with you more this year. Now, I figure you might be in the market to making some changes to improve your overall health, so I thought you might find this episode here helpful. So come socialize with me on all of your favorite social media platforms and let me know what you thought about this week's podcast episode. Be sure to rate this episode on iTunes, by the way. Now, until next time, I would like to wish you a healthy, happy, and prosperous week. Remember, you are an original model. So, be the best version of yourself today and every single day. Don't forget to share a smile with someone new today. This is Esther the Esthetician, signing off until next week. I am a licensed esthetician at Luxury Lotus Spa. We specialize in treating acne, acne scars, and ingrown hair for highly melanated beauties like yourself. Guys and gals, welcome. My intention for each and every post is to educate, empower, and entertain you. I am a giver of confidence and a healer. I believe beauty is a state of mind as much as a physical way of being. Because I've been exactly where you are now, my mission is to help you look and feel confident and beautiful, both inside and out. Until you start believing you are beautiful and worthy of good things, the good things that are coming your way, the way you are now, you will always hold yourself back from living the life you deserve. You do deserve good things in life. I hope you decide to take advantage of our offer and join the challenge today. To join the challenge, visit www.luxurylotusspa.com/clearskin. Oh, one last thing before you go. Please remember to leave us a 5-star review if you appreciate our work here. And also like, comment, share, and subscribe at Luxury Lotus Spa. We are currently accepting new clients. So if you know anyone in need of some skincare TLC, please don't hesitate to send them my way. See you again soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode.